Okay, so we have figured out the cost function from the previous information. The next step is to rewrite the constraint. Now in this one, the constraint is the volume, which means that the volume cannot go beyond 430 ml. So in this expression, what we do is that we rewrite it in terms of variable h. So you can see in the third line that we did h is equal to 430 divided by pi r square. The next step for this one is that the value of h, which we got as 430 over 4 pi r square, we substitute that value in the cost function. When we substitute it, just make sure that you substitute it wherever the value of the variable is present. So over here, what we have is that we have 2 pi r h. So that h is replaced by 430 divided by pi r square. The next step is to just simplify it, that expression as much as you can. Now we are trying to find the maximizing or minimizing the cost. In order to do that, in order to achieve that goal, we always take the derivative of the expression. In this specific case, we are trying to minimize the cost, which means that I have to take the derivative of the cost function. And the derivative is given to us on the right hand side, which is very straightforward. That is a sum rule, and inside we have 4 pi r square. The derivative of that one is bringing the 2 down, so 2 pi r, and subtract the exponent, which is 2 minus 1 is 1. So the derivative of the first part is 2 pi r. The second one is we have r in the denominator, which means that we have the exponent of negative 1. So that negative 1 comes down, which makes it negative 430, and negative 1 and negative 1 makes it negative 2. So that's how the exponent for r is r squared.